It's Eric and Thomas with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Lewistown Lady Indians basketball team. Let's hear it. All right, let's meet the Lewistown Lady Indians basketball team.
Okay, I'm Avery Smith. I'm a freshman, and I'm a post.
I'm Haley Lansford. I'm a freshman, and I'm a guard.
My name's Brenna Clark, and I'm in ninth grade, and I'm a post.
I'm Kay Heffern. I'm a freshman, and I'm a guard.
I'm Raquel Frakes. I'm a freshman, and I'm a guard.
I'm Alyssa Grove. I'm a freshman, and I'm a post.
My name's Lydia Kripe. I'm a freshman, and I'm a guard.
I'm Sierra Sturgis. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a post.
I'm Alex Eber. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a guard.
I'm Kennedy Mayberry. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a guard.
I'm Libby Hopkins. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a forward.
I'm Kelly Spallo. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a forward.
I'm Carly Heffern. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a guard.
I'm Anna Heffern. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a guard.
I'm Sydney Schaefer. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a guard.
I'm Paige Bennett. I'm a junior, and I'm a post.
I'm Hannah Burtis. I'm a junior, and I'm a post.
I'm Bailey Mayberry. I'm a junior, and I'm a guard.
I'm Ashlyn Tyree. I'm a senior, and I'm a post.
I'm Megan Ward. I'm a senior, and I'm a guard.
I'm Trisha Shago. I'm a senior, and I'm a guard.
With the Lewistown Indians basketball coach for the girls, it's Coach Greg Bennett. Coach Bennett, how are you?
Doing very well today, thank you.
How long have you been at Lewistown, first of all?
Well, I think it's my 28th year at Lewistown. This is my 15th year, I believe, head coach of the girls, and I was assistant coach for 13 before that. So I've been here doing this for a long time, and football for a long time, and athletic director for a long time, and, well, this is the place to be, I guess.
Well, they know you're going to get it done. Tell me what's different maybe about this girls' team from last year.
Well, we did very well last year. We got beat by Princeville in the sectionals. And we only had one senior. You know, we've got pretty much everybody back, with the exception of one good senior who moved on to Monmouth by the name of Josie Welker. And our kids have really worked hard over the summer and in the preseason. And it's going to be a fun group for the next few years because we're still young. A lot of our best players are sophomores.
Well, you've been here so long. What do you instill every year? Is there something that Coach Bennett does, a Coach Bennett rule or a Coach Bennett saying that every year this is kind of what we go by, a mission statement that you use that brings you success and keep coming back?
Well, we just want to outwork our opponents, and our girls really kind of live by that motto and leave it all on the floor. And we work hard in practice. We play hard in the games, and the girls have had a lot of success this year, and hopefully it continues.
Yeah. What's special? Is there someone that stands out on this team? I don't want to point out any particular girl over another, but...
No, it's really one of the things I think stands out is our depth. A lot of times we can sub 5 for 5 with now to noticeable drop-off, and that really makes it tough for the other team when we can keep bringing in fresh legs off the bench. We've got very good senior leadership from our three seniors, which would be Trisha Shago, Megan Ward, and Ashlyn Towery. They do a nice job being leaders, and that helps with everything else when they can take care of that business, and I can stick to coaching.
Coach, a matchup you're looking forward to anytime soon?
We look forward to playing a lot of people. We've got a big game coming up with our rival Havana. It was supposed to be last night, but we moved it to help them out with a situation. But they're coming into town on December 20th, and we're definitely looking towards that day. We've got a good Stark County team coming in here next week. And then, you know, we got the Beardstown tournament coming up, which is several state-ranked teams. It's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of good competition.
By the look, the count of nearly 2,000 votes killed the competition. I got to bet even when the Ducks are here, even when they're not, that the fans are coming out.
Oh, yeah. One other thing I think has been a great benefit for us this year is our student section, our boys basketball team, and many of the other kids come to all the home girls game, and they get rowdy and they get loud, and they do a great job supporting our girls.
Supporting each other.
Yeah, and the girls will all be cheering at the boys' basketball game tonight. And, you know, that's one of those small-town kind of things where everybody's kind of got each other's back, and I'm looking for a lot of fun and success the rest of the year.
Coach, you've seen us before, so you know we brought T-shirts and a plaque, and we could be back with that $1,000 and that big old trophy in several weeks.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I can remember a few years ago we got the $1,000 and the trophy in football, and I think we got it one time in boys basketball. And
yeah.
And years ago, the girls were hometown heroes. We got second in the state back when I was still an assistant. I think we got the big prize for the year, so that's tremendous. And we appreciate you guys, the support you give to the local sports scene, and look forward to listening to all your stuff on the radio.
Yeah, well, we truly do like coming to Lewistown, and we love this old gym. Not too many left like this.
No, we definitely have one of the nicest gyms in the state. They don't make them like this anymore. No. You've got some new places that are real nice facilities, but as far as just the character of the old gyms like ours and Bushnell's and the Jacksonville Bowl, they just don't make things like that anymore.
Coach, good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming out here today.
You bet.